Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the arid wastelands of a climate-ravaged Earth, a stark silhouette cuts across the bleached sky. Towering mirrors and photovoltaics lie in disarray, their reflective surfaces glaring belligerently at the unforgiving sun, a scene eerily reminiscent of colossal wraiths standing sentinel over a lifeless domain. These are the relics of our solar ambitions, the disconnected nodes of what was once heralded as the saviors of our energy crisis. Solar wraiths, saviors or harbingers of dystopia, examines the twisted irony of our dire reliance on the deteriorating solar technologies amidst ecological collapse. Solar scavengers, a term now familiar to the disillusioned masses, maneuver through this brittle landscape, extracting precious solar tech, much like extracting the very soul from these wraith-like structures. Within the theater of survival, they play both protagonist and antagonist, living out the contradiction of salvaging light from the heart of darkness. Once beacons of green prosperity, these solar farms are now no more than labyrinths of decay. Our article delves into the heart-stopping tales of scavengers braving the Saharaized frontiers, unearthing tales of conflict over the scraps of functional panels as they navigate the perilous fine line between preservation and pillage. Where governments have fallen, local warlords tyrannically rule, and solar black markets thrive with feudal fervor. The desperation for energy has spawned a new currency, and with it, a perverse form of justice that metes out punishment for those who dare defy the solar barons. The desperate bid for power, both electric and authoritarian, underscores the seismic shift in societal values in this desolate new world order. The harrowing quest of the solar inheritors is depicted through the lens of an individual's journey, a microcosm of humanity's plight. This narrative pits the will to survive against the decline into moral abyss. Live by the sun, die by the sun. The shadow of betrayal looms as large as the wraiths themselves, questioning whether human bonds are solar charged or inexorably eclipsed in this milieu of mistrust. Yet, amidst the gloom, ingenious adaptations emerge. The story spotlights innovators who, against all odds, conjure up decentralized solar harnessing techniques that hint at a glimmer of efficacy, even in this dystopian tableau. Does this signify a beacon of redemption, or is it merely a mirage that shimmers with false promises? As the sun continues its relentless assault, a conundrum wraps its fingers around our fate. Is the very source of life now a harbinger of extinction? The rise and fall of solar technology pose philosophical musings. Is humanity's legacy one of resilience or one written in the dust of solar graves? As we trace the solar lineage from its zenith to its nadir, from abundant vitality to scarce commodity, solar wraiths catechizes the remnants of civilization. Do these ghostly figures represent man's triumphant quest for energy independence, or rather the melancholic irony of a scorched odyssey? Engulfed in the heat of debate, this article transcends mere observation, provoking a needed reflection on our environmental decadence, teetering on the edge of a precipice that looks out into an abyss too profound for redemption. For those voyaging into the heart of our withered nations, carpe diem has been warped to carpe lumina. Seize the light, lest darkness claims it forever. Peer through the dystopian lens and decipher for yourself. Are the solar wraiths the saviors we failed, or simply harbingers of our own design, ushering in the final act of a green dystopia?